Hello everyone, welcome to Raga 3, the Carnatic Music Gateway. Today, we are heading into the 18th episode of the podcast. So before moving ahead, let us start with an amazing quote. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence then is not an act but a habit. This is true, isn't it? We always separate the habit of excellence as an exception when it is our ever-existing attitude. In the book 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Stephen Covey says that excellence should start from the personal level. Then this excellence butts into our daily activities of surpassing our expectations, striving hard for perfection in our daily tasks, which involve some serious discipline, commitment, positive attitude, emotional control, and self-evaluation. When we repeatedly perform a particular activity with that consciousness, added along with adaptability and the growth mindset, every activity will be a stepping stone to the goal we wish to achieve. Then excellence will become a habit rather than the unusual talent to surpass the standards. It is what we build to become a better version of what we were moments ago. On that note, we begin our 18th episode of the podcast with an amazing composition of Muthuswami Dikshidhar, Shri Varalakshmi Namastubhyam in Raga Shri, set to Rupaka Tala, which is a Tala of 6 beats. This composition is on Goddess Mahalakshmi, who is the Hindu goddess of wealth and prosperity, and she is the epitome of beauty. She is also named Mahalakshmi, who brings good luck, prosperity, and protects all her devotees from misery. The goddess is mostly associated with Maya, and she forms the part of the trinity of the Hindu goddesses along with Devi Parvati and Devi Saraswati. Goddess Lakshmi is both a wife and the energy of Lord Mahavishnu, who is the preserver of the universe. When Lord Narayana took multiple avatars by descending to Bhuloka, Devi Lakshmi accompanied him to establish Dharma, for example as Sita in Ramayana, for the avatar of the Lord as Sri Rama, and as Radha or Rukmini for the avatar of the Lord as Vasudeva Krishna. Devi Lakshmi is typically visualized as the goddess who sits on a lotus flower while holding a lotus flower, symbolizing spiritual self-knowledge. She is visualized to have 4 hands representing the 4 aspects of human life, namely Dharma, a pursuit of leading an ethical life, Artha, trailing material gain and prosperity, Kama, pursuit of emotional fulfillment, and Moksha, the pursuit of liberation from the cycle of samsara. The name of the goddess Lakshmi is originated from the Sanskrit word Lakshya, referring to the ultimate destination. Though there are different versions of the origin of the goddess, the most prominent one from Hindu mythology is the one that begins with the meeting of Devendra and sage Durvasa. Sage Durvasa, who was the greatest devotee of Lord Mahavishnu, came to visit Devendra in Indraloka. Durvasa got a garland from Lord Mahavishnu and he wished to offer the same to Devendra with a lot of respect. Devendra, who is known for his callousness, puts the garland on his elephant Airavata instead of placing them around his neck. The elephant is an innocent creature that throws it down on earth. Sage Durvasa, who got infuriated with Devendra's callousness, cursed him and stated that the Indraloka would get ruined because of Indra's inflated ego and pride. The curse of the sage started to have its influence when the Devatas were slowly losing their energy, power, and also their wealth. The Asuras tried to invade the Devatas by being aware of their powerless state, and everything became chaotic. After the defeat of the Devatas in the hands of Asuras, the Devatas came to Lord Mahavishnu for the solution to stop the after effects of the curse. Lord Narayana along with Brahma, suggested churning the ocean for restoring the power of the Devatas, which would bring back the elixir of immortality to them. The churning began with a tug of war between the Devatas and the Asuras. Since the churning of the ocean involved a vast body, the Devatas and the Asuras decided to make use of a snake Vasuki to churn the ocean by placing Mount Mathura and coiling Vasuki around the mountain. The Devatas occupied the tail end of the snake and the Asuras took their side at the head portion of the snake. From the churning, many valuable things rose along with the origin of Goddess Mahalakshmi and the Amritam. Goddess Lakshmi rose out of the oceanic waves on a lotus flower. Goddess Lakshmi chose Mahavishnu to be her master, and the Amritam was also given to Devatas to bring the powers, wealth and immortality back to them. Today's composition begins with the worship of the goddess as Varalakshmi, the one who offers boons. There is a vratam called Varalakshmi Vratam to propitiate Goddess Lakshmi. This is a very important festival performed by women in the southern states of India, namely Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka, Kerala and Telangana. The Varalakshmi Puja is performed for the well-being of the family, and it is believed that worshipping Lakshmi on this day is equivalent to worshipping the Ashtalakshmi. Ashtalakshmi is the eight forms of Goddess Lakshmi, namely Adi Lakshmi, who is the greatest of all the Lakshmi. Dhanalakshmi is a goddess of wealth. Danya Lakshmi is the goddess of agricultural wealth. Gajalakshmi, who is the goddess to offer the power of royalty. Santana Lakshmi is the goddess of bestowing offsprings. Dhairya Lakshmi is the goddess of power and giver of courage. Jay Lakshmi, who is the goddess of victory. And Vidya Lakshmi, who is the goddess of knowledge. The Varalakshmi Puja is celebrated on the Friday before the day of full moon in the month of Shravana. The Vratam was first performed by a woman named Charumati, who resided at the Magadha kingdom in Kundinyapura. She was a great devotee of the goddess, who got impressed by her deepest bhakti, came into the dreams of Charumati and asked her to perform Varalakshmi Vratam for seeking to fulfill her wishes. Shocked by the dream, Charumati informed her family, who also helped her to perform the Vratam. The sacred mantra to recite on the day of puja is
Padmasane Padmakare Sarvalokaika Pujitaya Narayana Priye Deviye Suprita Bhava Sarvada.
The meaning of the mantra is: the entire world prays for the blessings of the goddess who sits on the lotus flower and who holds a lotus. She, who resides in the heart of Lord Mahavishnu, bestows good health and prosperity to her devotees who perform the vrata with utmost devotion. On this puja, women worship Goddess Lakshmi by offering nevedya containing fruits and sweets, by decorating the kalasham in the form of Lakshmi and performing the rituals. After the puja, a sacred thread is adorned on the wrists of the women to signify protection, wealth and prosperity to all the members of the women's family. Coming to the raga, Sri is an ancient and considered to be an auspicious raga. It is an asymmetric raga that does not contain Gandharam and Daivatam on the ascending scale. It is an Audava Vakra Sampurna Raga, having a zigzag movement in the notes in the descending scale. The scale is
Sa Re Ma Pa Ni Sa Sa Ni Pa Dha Ni Pa Ma Re Ga Re Sa.
The placement of the swaram is Shadjam, Chatushruti Rishabham, Shuddha Madhyamam, Panchamam and Kaishiki Nishadam on the Arohana, with Sadharana Gandharam and Chatushruti Daivadam in the Avarohana with a zigzag movement. Let's explore the Kriti.
Soon love me. వాను కోటి సమాన ప్రభే భక్త సులభే సేవక జన బాలింగే సేవక జన బాలింగే శ్రుత పంకజ మాలింగే కేవల గుణశాలింగే కేశవ కృకేళింగే సేవక జన బాలింగే శ్రుత పంకజ మాలింగే కేవల గుణశాలింగే కేశవ కృకేళింగే శ్రీ వరలక్ష్మీ నమస్తుభ్యం వసు శ్రీ సారసపతే రసపతే పదే శ్రీ వరలక్ష్మీ నమస్తుభ్యం శ్రావణ పౌర్ణమి పూర్వాస్త శుక్లవారి శ్రావణ పౌర్ణమి పూర్వాస్త శుక్లవారి చారుమతి ప్రభృతి పూజితాకారే చారుమతి ప్రభృతి పూజితాకారే దేవాది గురు గుహ సమర్పిత మైని మయా దేవాది గురు గుహ సమర్పిత మైని మయా దీన జన సంరక్షణ నిపుణ గణ కదా దీన జన సంరక్షణ నిపుణ గణ కదా భవన వేద చతుర్రే వేద చతురే భారతి సన్నుత వరే కైవల్య వితరణ వరే కాంక్షిత ఫలప్రద కరే భావన వేద చతురే భారతి సన్నుత వరే కైవల్య వితరణ వరే కాంక్షిత ఫలప్రద కరే శ్రీ వరలక్ష్మీ నమస్తుభ్యం వసు ప్రతే శ్రీ సారసపతే రసపదే సపదే పదే పదే శ్రీ వరలక్ష్మీ నమస్తుభ్యం
Let's explore the meaning of the Kriti. Pallavi, Shri Varalakshmi, Namastubhyam, Vasuprade, Shri Sarasapate, Rasapate, Sapate, Pate, Pate. Meaning, I worship and salute Goddess Varalakshmi on every occasion, who is the giver of wealth and prosperity. She, who resides on the lotus and who is an embodiment of the Rasa, has beautiful and tender feet. అనుపల్లవి భావజ జనక ప్రాణవల్లభే സുവർണ ആഭെ ഭാനുകോട്ടി സമാന പ്രഭെ ഭക്ത സുലഭേ സേവക ജന പാലിന്യൈ ശ്രുത പങ്കജമാലിന്യൈ കേവള ഗുണശാലിന്യൈ കേശവ ഹൃത്കേലിന്യൈ. ഷീ ഇസ് എ വൈഫ് ഓഫ് ലോർഡ് നാരായണ ഹു ഇസ് ദ ഫാദർ ഓഫ് ദ മന്മത. ഷീ ഈസ് ഓഫ് ഗോൾഡൻ ഗ്രാൻഡ് ഹു ഷൈൻസ് ലൈക് ക്രോസ് സൺസ്. ഷീ ഈസ് ദ മോസ്റ്റ് ഡാസലിംഗ് വൺ ഹു ഇസ് ഈസിലി അറ്റൈനബിൾ ത്രൂ ദ ഡീപ്പസ്റ്റ് ഭക്തി. ഗോഡസ് ലക്ഷ്മി ഹു ഈസ് ദ പ്രൊട്ടക്ടർ ഓഫ് എ ഡിവോട്ടീസ് വേഴ്സ് ലോട്ടസ് ഗാർലൻസ് ആൻഡ് റിസൈഡ്സ് ഇൻ ദ ഹാർട്ട് ഓഫ് ലോർഡ് നാരായണ. ചരണം ശ്രാവണ പൗർണമി പൂർവാസ്ത ശുക്ലവാരെ ചാരുമതി പ്രഭൃതിഭി പൂജിതാകാരെ ദേവാദി ഗുരുഗുഹ സമാർപ്പിത മണിമയഹാരെ ധീനജന സംരക്ഷണ നിപുണ കണകധാരെ. ഗോഡസ് ലക്ഷ്മി ഇസ് സെലിബ്രേറ്റഡ് ഓൺ എ ഫ്രൈഡേ പ്രസിഡിംഗ് ദ പൗർണമി ഡേ ഓഫ് ദ ശ്രാവണ മന്ത് ആസ് വരലക്ഷ്മി. ഷീ ഈസ് ഫസ്റ്റ് സെലിബ്രേറ്റഡ് ബൈ മെനി വിമൻ വിത്ത് ദ ബിഗിനിങ് ഓഫ് ദ വ്രത ബൈ ചാരുമതി. ഷി ഓൾസോ ഓഫേർഡ് a divine necklace bejeweled with precious gems and stones to Lord Kartikeya, who is the protector of the devatas. She is known for bestowing wealth in the form of gold to all the needy, even though her devotees like Vedanta Deshikar, Adi Shankaracharya and Sri Vidyaranya sang in praise of her. Each of these devotees never used her blessings of wealth for themselves, instead sang to bless the same for the needy. Bhavana bheda chature ഭാരതി സന്നുതവരെ കൈവല്യ വിതരണപരെ കാക്ഷിത ഫലപ്രദകരെ. മീനിംഗ്, ഗോഡസ് ലക്ഷ്മി ഹു ഈസ് എൻ എക്സ്പേർട്ട് ഇൻ ബ്രേക്കിംഗ് ദ മിസ് അപ്രിഹെൻഷൻ ആൻഡ് ഹു ഈസ് വർഷിപ്ഡ് ആൻഡ് അഡ്മൈർഡ് ബൈ ഗോഡസ് സരസ്വതി ബെസ്റ്റോസ് വെൽത്ത് ആൻഡ് ഹെൽത്ത് ടു ഓൾ ഹർ ഡിവോട്ടീസ്. സച്ച് എൻ അമേസിംഗ് കമ്പോസിഷൻ, ഇസ്ന്റ് ഇറ്റ്? Muthuswami Dikshitha has included every aspect of the deity, the festivals celebrated, and also the story behind the celebration in a short and crisp form. This composition forms the 8th kriti of the Sambodhana Prathama Vibhakti, and the speciality of this composition is that the Madhyama Kala Sahitya composed with the Anupallavi is present only in the 4th Vibhakti. I have previously mentioned the love of the goddess towards all of us when we try to attain her with utmost devotion. Even in this kriti, Dikshitar mentions that goddess Lakshmi bestows the gold wealth to the needy when the saints sang in praise of her, even though they haven't made use of the blessings for themselves. That's the speciality and greatness of the philosophers. One such philosopher is the Jagat Guru Sri Adi Shankaracharya, who had written the hymn on goddess Mahalakshmi named Kanakadhara Stotram. There is a beautiful story associated with the origin of the precious hymn we have today. Adi Shankaracharya, as a young boy, went on bhiksha for alms required to prepare for his day's lunch. He happened to ask the same upon the doorstep of a poor Brahmin lady. Since she was that poor and could not offer anything, she frantically searched her place to find something to offer the boy as alms. She ended up finding a dry gooseberry, which she hesitantly offered the boy. Witnessing the poverty of the lady and also her kindness in offering the bhiksha amidst her poverty, Adi Shankaracharya pleaded goddess Lakshmi and started to chant the hymns in praise of her for pouring mercy towards bestowing wealth to the lady. Goddess at first was hesitant to bless the same, as the lady was not charitable in her previous birth and that she had been selfish. So, due to the loss of karma, she had to suffer this adverse poverty in her current birth. Shankaracharya further pleaded and requested the goddess to bless the lady by granting the riches considering her present kindness in offering the alms with what she had. Goddess Lakshmi was impressed by Adi Shankaracharya's devotion, and also considering the lady's selflessness, she showered the house with gooseberries made of pure gold. He started off with the hymn.
Dadyadayanupavano dravinam budharam अस्मिन् किञ्चन विहङ्गशेषो विषण्णे दुष्कर्मधर्ममपनीय चिराय दूरम् नारायण प्रणयिनी नयनाभुवागः।
With such a mesmerizing story, we come to the end of the 18th episode. Stay tuned to Ragadri, the Carnatic Music Gateway. Meet you all in the next episode. Until then, take care.